Good afternoon, Resilience family. For some of you guys, it's the evening time later on. It's a blessed Sunday. It is a blessed Sunday. I'm glad you're here. Glad God woke you up for another day. As you know, you got purpose because he got you up for another day. Before we move forward, before I move forward, I just want to have a like a human check, I guess I want to say. A lot has conspired before coming on right now. And I just want you guys to know that this podcast, Resilience, is here to push through life with you because we're human too. We're not perfect by far. We're taking what we've been through, what's helped us, and we're sharing with you guys. We're pulling from other stories, from other people, sharing with you guys so you could push through, so we can encourage you to have more positivity out here in the world. So 30 minutes before me coming on, the police is outside, ambulance. I feel the spirit. God makes me sensitive, I don't know, to my surroundings, to people. So I'm praying. I'm praying for whatever's happening out there, that it be okay, that healing takes place, that strength is there, that God shows up. Then I get a call from Britt. She's not feeling well. So I have to pray for that because I want her to be well. My spirit gave me something else that happened with her and I conversed. So I just want you guys to know that we go through too. We feel too. Things happen too. I believe it's just coming from the enemy to stop me from praying today, praying for our leaders today, because it needs to happen. It's imminent. It's an urgence out here in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm that we're living in, that it needs to happen. So first, I'm going to pray to bring the Holy Spirit in, to usher him in, to give eminence, to give thanks and glory to God. Then we're going to pray for the wellness of Britt, all the sick and shut in. And we're just going to pray in general for everyone. And then I will press in for the leaders because we need to pray for them too. Our apostles, our prophets, prophetess, our pastors, our leaders, our ministers, the president, senators, representatives, anybody in leadership form, mothers, guardians, you know, that leadership role. We have to press. And we have to go in prayer and intercede too for them because they need some uplifting too. They need strength too. They ain't perfect either, y'all. Even though they bringing us this word of God, they serving in these politician roles, you know, serving for America, for whatever country you live in. We still have to uplift them. And we need to remember too, they're human. They're human. It's just God gave them such a precious gift to help us lead and walk through this world, to go through this journey called life. So I thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening later, seriously, thank you to all my listeners. We thank you. We thank you. Because we're still here because of you. That's how this world works. That's how the podcast world works. That's how social media works, period. It goes off of numbers, unfortunately. But to God be the glory. He is in control. And long as he says so, we will be here and pushing on and sharing with you guys. Hopefully uplifting you guys, encourage you guys. I'm praying for you and with you. So, Father God, I come to you right now, God, just thanking you, giving you all the glory and honor, Lord. Because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, God. You chose me. You chose us, Father God. And we thank you. We glorify you and we magnify you, oh God. For we're nothing without you, Lord. We are nothing without you. Your will is our will. I thank you, God. I love you, Lord. I admire you, Father God. I love to love you. Thank you for choosing me, God. Thank you for choosing Dawn. Thank you for keeping me, Lord. God, I ask the Holy Spirit to usher in and to hear our prayers okay today, Father God. Please tune in, Lord, like never before, Father God, and hear our cry today, God. We love you. We honor you. We magnify you and we exalt you, oh God. You are in control. Thank you, God. Grositere. God, we come against any distractions, anything the enemy throws at us, even ourselves, oh God, whatever we conjure up on our own, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not take fruition, oh Father God. It is bound and it is stopped in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Father God, I come to you asking for healing for Britt, oh God. I ask that you come over her, Father God, with a mighty rushing wind, oh God, and heal whatever element is there, oh God. And just to talk to her and be with her, and you know what she needs and what needs to be happening. So just do it, God. Have your way, your will be done. God, I pray for all the sick and shut in, God. We ask for healing, oh God. We ask for your will to be done, Father God. Because we don't know whenever it is time, oh God, to be called to glory. That is on you, Father. That is your will, God. And we thank you for either way that you go. But we pray for healing right now, God. Healing, oh God. Strength, oh God. Comfort, oh Lord. We just thank you. Have your way, God. Father God, I come to you and you, Father God, in your name, oh God, for who am I? Asking that you uplift all leaders around this world, God, globally, oh Father God, this whole earth, oh God. Father God, we ask that you rain your presence, your Holy Spirit down on them, Father God. And cleanse what needs to be cleansed, Father God. Keep molding, oh God. And for whatever needs to happen, it happens, oh, Father God. But we ask that they make decisions, Father God, that lines up to your will, Father God. Just have your way. Gird them, Father God. Gird them. I'm praying right now for our pastors, our ministers, our teachers, our Lord, our apostles, our prophets and prophetess, oh, God. Gird their minds, oh, Father God. Keep speaking to them, giving them word, giving them life, and let them hear you loudly and clearly, oh Lord. So they can have clarity, God, to deliver what you sent to them to deliver for the people, oh God. Have your way. You are in control, oh Lord. Lord, I pray for the president of the United States, the president of all countries, oh, Father God. Peace. Peace, oh, God. Peace amongst them, oh, God, amongst all the parties they have. Peace, oh, Lord. But we know your will has to be done, Father God. So keep us, oh, God. Keep the leaders, oh, God. Ask for peace and protection and strength, oh Lord. God, let your blood cover this earth. Just surround us and hold us in such a time as this. For if it is them times, oh God, we all know in Revelation, God. We all know in Matthew and Timothy. You speak of it, God, all throughout the Bible. As people call the end times. I believe it's a new beginning. And whatever you ordain and usher in, it takes place. Keep us. Keep our minds. Let us have understanding, Father God. Let us have the knowledge, oh God, the wisdom, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Managers, oh Father God. Corporate execs, oh God. Guard them. Give them clarity to order their steps. For everyone has a piece in this puzzle on this earth, oh Lord. Just move, Lord. Move. As you do, God. For it is your will, God, on this earth, whether they believe it or not, your will be done. All glory and honor to you, God. I just pray and ask for guidance. Guidance to moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all guardians. Just guidance, oh Lord. Let us hear you loud and clear, Father God. Order our steps. Speak to our hearts, oh Lord. We need you, Father. We need you. Have your way. You are in control. You are in control. We come against the false prophets, oh God. We rebuke them in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Oh, Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. So I intercede, God, for us all, Lord. Jesus, your will be done. Have mercy on our souls, oh God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. You are God and you are in control, oh Lord. You are God and you are in control. Peace. Peace that surpasses all, Lord. Have your way, God. And I thank you, Lord, for I know it's done in your timing. Things happen in seasons, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name, Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So, guys, if you need prayer, send us a message, and we got you. We got you covered. But I want to encourage you to intercede for yourself. Learn how to intercede for yourself. Get down on your knees, lay prostrate, cry to the Lord. That he bring us all clarity, peace, and love. And I just thank you. I just thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. And know that God got you. He is in control. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You living, you got purpose. You're living, you got purpose. Please know that. Love on you. Know your worth. You got this. You got this. So guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a blessed and fulfilled, productive and prosperous week. God is in control no matter what. God is in control. He got you. And it's time for us to stand up and be strong. Have a blessed week. Stay well, stay safe, and always, always stay resilient. Stay resilient. Until next time, we love you. And thank you.